We do have on a nearly bi-daily basis, or every other day, some kind of attack by Palestinians on Israelis, and then, of course, retribution from the Israeli security forces. For about the entire time of Ramadan right now, which is ended this week, it is, in my assessment of the situation, really a expression of a regional alignment that has been happening. So it's not just the new Israeli government being more aggressive, that's they are too, but there is a large-scale regional realignment that really leaves the Palestinians out of the discussion. So it started with the Abraham Accords, which are absolutely important and fantastic, that most Arab states now have a written down peace agreement with Israel. That is very, very important for Israeli security. But we also have the push for of China in a very deliberate and massive way. So I'm sure your listeners have heard of the Chinese brokered agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia on re-establishing their bilateral relationships. Now the Chinese want to negotiate between the Palestinians and the Israelis. We do have a agreement that was established a couple of weeks ago between Israel and Lebanon, a couple of months ago between Israel and Lebanon on the gas issues, which means the Palestinians have lost most of their political backers. And the unfortunate reality is that the Israelis, the Palestinians, one more time, choose to take the terrorism card to make themselves heard again. This is very similar to the 1970s and 80s, where the PLO had been ousted from Lebanon and they were headquartered then in Sudan. And we saw an uptick in Palestinian terror attacks. So unfortunately, this is beyond the current Israeli government or the situation of Ramadan. This is a dangerous situation that will continue. And I'm not really confident that the Palestinian political leadership is able or even willing to control this, because there's been no elections for a number of years in the Palestinian territories. Hamas is continuously rising in its influence, not now just Gaza as it was in the last years, but also inside the Palestinian community, the West Bank. So Israel, unfortunately, and the region is looking towards more violence on the Palestinian side. It's a sad thing, but that seems to be the choice they have made.
Hans, does the Chinese government, do the Chinese realize what they've gotten themselves into?
Well, many have tried, all have failed on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, because it is truly one of the most intractable diplomatic issues worldwide. This is a dispute that's been going on for more than 100 years by now. And both sides never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. So let's see how far the Chinese are going to go in this one. I'm not quite sure how high the trust level on the Israeli side is towards the Chinese, but
Yeah.
it's clear that this is an expression of the mere fact that they suggested to do that
Yeah.
is another example that the region really feels Europe and the United States have, to a certain extent, lost interest in that region. It would be unthinkable 5 years, even 2 years ago, for the Chinese government to make a suggestion like this and get anything but mild diplomatic laughter, because the
But
security
this.
guarantor, both for the Palestinians and the Israeli side, is, of course, the United States, as well as the European Union. There is still this quartet of
Yeah.
European leaders that's supposed to help the Palestinians and the Israelis come to some kind of livable agreement,
Yeah.
right? And the fact that the Chinese feel they can butt in is really an expression of our weakness in that region, right?
But
We have taken off the eye of the ball for too long.
Well, that
The
is my
Abraham Accords is an important step, but that is not the end of the story.
that is my question, Hans. And it probably should have been phrased a little differently. Do the Chinese know what they're doing? I mean, are they
Oh,
aware
yes.
of how to do what it is that they've endeavored to try to do, having no experience in this?
There is a political space, and as always in international diplomacy, if there is a space, someone will move in. Now, very clearly, Chinese interests are not aligned with our interests, and our, I mean, European or the US interests. And they're trying to replace, to a certain extent, the US, but also Europe in the region. And on top of that are quite concerning operational outcomes that weaken our stance in the region. For example, just a couple of weeks ago, there was the first major oil deal between the UAE and China, brokered by Total in France, on the basis of one, no longer on the basis of the US dollar. That doesn't mean the US dollar is now no longer the key currency as far as international energy sales is concerned, but it's another brick out of that wall. And if the dollar is weakened, if we are no longer seen as dependable allies or partners in the region, that means the filling station of the world, which is the Middle East, our economies depend, at least in Europe, to a very significant extent, and in Oceania as well. All of the LNG that Australia is importing comes from Qatar. The filling station of the world will be under a certain amount of Chinese management. And that definitely, given the really more than looming rivalry between China and the United States and Europe, is not a good starting point.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation. And it just raises the question in my head about, first of all, is China serious about this? Are they sincere about this? And those things can't be answered clearly by you, and certainly
no, they are sincere. They want to achieve, if they would achieve this, I mean, we would definitely be out, right? So if the Chinese would come to any agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis that is worth its paper, i.e. there are, you know, I don't think there's any other conflict where there has been any more agreements that has been signed between the two sides. But if they would get in any situation that this works better than now, which is not working at all for either side, then that's it. You know, we're no longer the main player in the region.
Okay.
And so they are definitely deadly serious. It's an attempt. This is not a joke from the Chinese side. This should be taken very seriously. I mean, this offer, you know, the Israelis hopefully remember who their allies are. But as you have seen with Saudi Arabia, 100 years of very close, extremely important security partnership with this country was not enough to not agree, for them to agree for the Chinese to broker their relationship with Iran, of all places.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.